Welcome to Disney A, the Canadian-themed Disney travel podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Brandon.
And I'm Krista. We're back.
It's December already.
We were gone the entire month of November.
Basically, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I did say that that was a distinct possibility, and so we were.
Yep, you were correct in that. But how are you doing now?
I am very festive.
Oh.
What did you just call me?
Gil, what are you drinking in your very festive mood?
It's a gin concoction that you made.
Yeah, there's some lemon and
lemon stuff.
Yeah, lemon stuff.
Well, it was from a craft market that we went to at Thanksgiving, and now today we went to a Christmas.
Yeah, that was fun.
Craft market.
Yeah,
there wasn't lemon.
There
drink
was not
there though.
No,
there was. But there was actually gin though.
There, we did get gin. Or we did try gin.
We tried gin. We did not get gin.
But you did get something instead of the lemon stuff. You got like hot pepper jelly.
Hot pepper jelly, which if you told me about it would sound gross, but it was actually delicious.
Yeah, this was made with Scotch bonnets, right?
No, this was hybrid Carolina Reaper peppers.
Oh, I had was Scotch bonnet.
Yes, you had Scotch bonnet. This other stuff was much hotter, but not like super deadly or gross.
Yeah, you said it was just
good flavor.
Yeah.
You'll like it too. Like,
I hope so.
It didn't. She put a pretty good dollop on that cracker, and
tasted good.
It didn't burn my mouth off or anything. I didn't even have anything to drink.
Oh, that's right. You didn't.
Just had the last of my coffee, if you had a spicy food and then had hot coffee, that would
not
exacerbate the problem, not make it better. And what are you drinking?
Also a gin concoction, but mine is cranberry and such. I made a festive punch because last night I hosted my 9th annual cookie exchange party. The only time I missed.
Wow, you're old.
Yeah, I have been doing it for 10 years, but year for COVID, right?
Yeah. You only made me cookies that year.
It's true.
I was hard done by.
I know, poor baby. But it's like the leftover punch I made for that, but just with a little bit more cranberry in it.
And a little bit more gin.
And yes, I did not have gin in that punch. but there's cranberry and orange, and it does not have the fruit. It had like festive fruit and stuff in it, but yeah, that is what I'm drinking.
Yeah, and I guess that was also your nerd thing?
Festive things are my nerd thing, yes. Cookie exchange party, and then the market today.
Yeah, okay.
What was yours?
I don't know. I've just been working, but they did release player housing in World of Warcraft this week. So that's pretty nerdy, but I haven't even touched it yet because...
Nope, haven't even turned on your computer.
Been busy, and then you made me go to a Christmas market instead.
Yeah, that was fun, though.
It was all right.
Would you rather been doing player housing?
I probably.
But it was still okay?
Oh, it was fine. I did get spicy jelly out of the deal.
Yeah, it's true. And tried gin.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have anything else to add before we go to the news, which is going to be the topic for the whole episode?
Well, no. We're going to the news, so...
Disney A News Update.
Okay, so we have a lot of news to catch up on. Obviously, we can't talk about all the news that happened over the last month.
No.
So let's just talk some highlights.
Okay.
All right. Do you have something to start us off with, or do you want me to go into dates and stuff?
You're going on dates?
I'm going on dates.
What? Are they blind dates?
With Disney? Oh, you're going to make me do that. No, wait. It's your turn.
You were supposed to do that while I was away.
Yeah, but you didn't leave me one.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I don't know. We can just play it by ear and whatever we think of and want to talk about, go for it. I don't know.
All right. Well, let's start with something like coming up really soon. It's obviously Christmas time and Christmas at Disney. Well... The Candlelight Processional Narrator at Disneyland was announced to be Benjamin Bratt this year.
Okay.
And that's, like, pretty cool and a big deal and stuff like that. So, the Candlelight Processional is a really big deal.
I hear it's a big deal.
Yeah.
don't get it, but that's fine. Other people do, so good for them.
Yeah, so that's a little one, and now I have a bigger one.
A really big one?
You sent me this.
Okay.
So in 2026, we are getting a Muppet Show. A Muppet Show special.
Yeah, we have talked about this. It was announced a while ago.
Yes, like, but we have some more information about it now.
It's gonna be like another episode of like the original Muppet Show, mm-hmm. where they're putting on a variety show with a special guest human celebrity.
Exactly.
Style. Like the old original Muppets.
Exactly. So this special is going to be by Seth Rogen, Evan Goldberg, and Sabrina Carpenter. And they say they're, you know, really trying to pay homage to the original.
Mm-hmm.
And it will feature Kermit, Miss Piggy, Fozzie Bear, Gonzo, and the gang as they return to the Muppet Theater to produce a variety show, like, as a special.
Yeah.
They're looking at it as a backdoor pilot for a potential reboot of the original series for a streaming, for Disney+.
This is what we said before. Mm-hmm. Same kind of thing. Mm-hmm. What's the news?
Okay, their other projects include a Darkwing Duck reboot sequel series at Disney Television Animation.
Oh, okay. So not new news about the Muppet Show. They just...
As part of them talking about it, they were also talking about it.
So you say Seth Rogen. He's actually not just doing dumb stoner comedy anymore. Mm-hmm. He's like a big-time producer.
Yeah.
Does all sorts of things. He's behind The Boys and... Invincible on mm-hmm. Amazon, and then just won a bunch of awards for The Studio,
which was really good.
He did act in.
Yes.
And there was some dumb stoner comedy in that, but...
Yeah, but it was done well.
Highbrow.
Yes,
more,
exactly.
More highbrow. Yes. Anyway, The Studio on Apple, mm-hmm. and now he's also doing stuff with Disney. Like, he's all over the place.
Yeah.
He's a better producer than his character in The Studio.
Yes, this is true, actually. And I really feel like he's found, like, he's really good in this role of being...
Well, he's...
Yeah.
But a lot of that stuff, has been really good, so, yeah, that's cool. Anyway, so this is, they're looking at kind of tapping into nostalgia is the gist I get here.
Yes. Darkwing Duck, this was very exciting. And the fact that it's by, like, animation. A Figment live-action animation hybrid film, so that'd be a full film. Chip and Dale's for 20th Century Studios and a Tailspin reboot are in the mapping process.
Oh, Chip and Dale's Rescue Rangers. Yes. Not the shirtless dancing men.
No.
Okay. I was a little confused there for a second.
And that would also be like television. So it totally hit my nostalgia brain. Mm-hmm. I don't really care about the Figment thing. That's not one that ever hit me because it's a Disney World.
It's big in Disney World, yeah. But... I don't know.
I'll watch it.
Well, yeah, you say that, but did you ever watch the Tomorrowland movie?
No.
No, you did not.
No, I did not.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, yeah, no, that's exciting. I hope that the Muppet Show special is good.
Yeah.
In general, they're actually trying to push Muppets more.
Which I love. They also have at Disney World right now a display of the costumes that were used in Muppets Christmas Carol.
Yes, so there's been more and more stuff shown of Muppets Christmas Carol this Christmas season than there usually is at Disney parks. Like Tokyo Disney had a drone show featuring them for their Christmas spectacular. They're in the midst of changing Rock and Roller Coaster over to the Muppets. Yes. They took down the pre-show to get ready for that. Because it's kind of a minor reskinning.
Right.
So they're not taking the whole ride down.
Yes.
But they've also announced that certain Disney cruise sailings will also feature the Muppets, which would be kind of cool.
It's really cool.
So I like that they're at least trying to push the Muppets.
I really felt like forgetting. They were kind of... Yes, I was really worried that they were kind of forgetting it. Muppets Christmas Carol this Christmas... I don't know if it's just, you know, the nostalgia of all us elder millennials and that it drives a lot of these decisions, right? But holy, it's everywhere.
That's because it's awesome.
It is awesome.
They had a very cool Muppets Christmas Carol advent calendar at the Disney store this year, but...
They did.
It was... difficult for us Canadians to get without spending a ridiculous amount of money.
The Disney store does not like Canada, apparently.
No.
no, they don't.
They don't. Okay.
Okay.
But so yes. Yay, Muppets.
Well, I'm so excited about it because, like, I love the Muppets. You do, too.
Yeah, I do.
The Muppets are great.
I I remember watching the Muppets in the 80s.
Yep.
When I was not even 5 years old. So there you go.
No, they're great. I love it. We also have a bunch of dates were announced. Okay. So first of all, Disneyland 2026 calendar came out. Now we have
mostly the After Dark stuff, I would imagine.
We have that. We generally, like, we have the just events. We have the events calendar.
Okay. Yeah.
So that's what I have right now. So the Disneyland 70th is going on until August 9th.
Okay.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
Then we have Lunar New Year, which is going from January 23rd to February 22nd. I like Lunar New Year.
Yeah, it was all right.
I think, like, we've seen the menu items before, and I think they've been stronger other years than when we were actually
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I was excited because it always seemed like it had some of the best food, and then when we were there, it was like, there was a couple of good items, but...
There were a couple good items that were really good.
It wasn't my favorite food festival that I've
yeah,
been at,
me neither.
So, I don't know.
There's Celebrate Gospel at Disneyland. This is something that they do every year. This is just February 20th and 21st and February 27th and 28th. Disney's Food and Wine, speaking of great food festivals, March 6th to April 27th. This is a big deal. Bluey is showing up at Disneyland.
That is actually
a
huge
deal, yeah.
It's funny, the only time I've ever seen Bluey is actually in the breakfast room before...
when we go to Disneyland.
Before we go to Disneyland, the hotel that we typically stay at, in their breakfast room, they have a TV playing cartoons in the morning.
Yeah.
And it's often Bluey.
Yeah, it is.
And that's the only time I've ever seen Bluey. The little snippets of it that I've seen while we're stuffing our faces full of biscuits and gravy. For a long day of walking.
Yum.
Carbo loading.
Actually, yes.
It's pretty good for a kid's show. Like a young kid's show. It's not...
I don't necessarily get the hype of, you know, childless millennials like us would be watching it.
Yeah, I wouldn't watch it without a kid, but, like, it would be a lot better than putting on than something like Caillou or...
Right, yeah, exactly.
Barney the Dinosaur.
I totally get why parents are like, oh, thank God this thing exists.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally get it. Whereas I did watch My Little Pony by myself, so...
That's a little older aimed.
Yes, it's not preschool age so
yeah.
much.
Yeah.
So Bluey debuts March 22nd, and I think it's Bluey and the sister Bingo, I think is her name. But it just says Bluey.
Like people in costumes or
yes.
what?
Okay. Yeah. And there'll be like a little meet and greety type area. Next we have the Millennium Falcon Smugglers Run update.
Oh, right, because they're adding Mando to it.
Yes, and that's going to start May 22nd.
That's called corporate synergy, because we're getting close to the Mando and Grogu movie. That's,
exactly.
That's why they
Wait,
did
what
it.
Day does that come out? May
22nd? May, I think, yeah.
Yeah, and because I was like, that's dumb that they're not updating that for May the 4th. It's May the 22nd.
Oh,
is the
they're,
day they're doing that.
They're
so
really
I,
synergizing.
I bet that's the day the movie
okay.
comes out.
Wow, yeah. You are correct. It is May 22nd.
That makes sense. Because I was like, why don't they have it for the whole Star Wars time? That would be why.
It's special. They'll probably have a big to-do with
Yeah, that'll totally be.
Them hanging out in front of the ride or
something. Oh, yeah.
Something.
I'm sure they will.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's May 22nd. And then this is also kind of cool. They're updating Soarin', and they're going to be Soarin' Across America. And this debuts July 2nd. So I guess they'll probably change it to Soarin' Over California for Food and Wine.
Mm-hmm.
And then do the new one after that.
I wonder if that's going to be a permanent thing or if they're going to cycle between the three.
That's interesting. And I'm curious.
I shudder to think what the Smellitzers will be when you fly over New Jersey. These are the questions that I have.
I know. Oh, it's gonna turn into a horror ride. Speaking of horror rides, Disneyland Halloween time goes from August 21st to October 31st. And the celebration of Coco, which happens at the Plaza de la Familia. Mm. And that's going to be exciting because they'll have the whole Coco stuff probably by then.
I don't know.
Some of the cocoa stuff by then?
They are building it now. Right. I don't think it's going to be ready for that.
Well,
the year after. 2027.
August 21st to November 2nd for that. It just goes a little bit longer, that's all. Yeah. But it does start at the same time. And the holidays begin on November 18th. So that's like the in the parks. I also have the after dark events.
Yes.
So the first release of After Dark just talked about like the general ones, but we actually have all the dates now. So Sweetheart's Night is coming back, and this is super popular. They do it every year.
It's for Valentine's, yep. So it's in February.
And it's all the couples and stuff.
Early, it starts late January.
Yes. I'm just going to tell you the days it goes. It goes, not all of them, but it goes Thursdays, Sundays, and Tuesdays, most of them, from January 22nd to February 17th.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. And there's like a cavalcade and like a show.
A lot of pink sweets.
Yes. Lots of meeting couples.
Yeah.
There are some rare couples that you can meet too, like Lady and the Tramp. Or scenic photo backdrops of those. Yeah. There's specialty food.
The idea is you go with your sweetheart and you take some romantic-y Disney pictures. And
exactly. These are going to be on sale this week.
You know what I think of that?
Yay. Ew. No, super fun.
Good way to catch cooties.
Magic Key pre-sales go on sale like December 9th. So like this Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
If you are in Inspire Key, the other ones go on the 10th. And then it opens to the general on Thursday. Then there's the 70 years of favorites. And this is basically like yay Disneyland moments.
For the 70th.
Yeah. There's only two dates for this. There's Tuesday, March 3rd and Thursday, March 5th. And they're really focusing on some old things that don't exist anymore. Like they used to do swing dancing at the theater. And so they're bringing that back. I think that's really cool. Videopolis dance party at Tomorrowland Terrace.
Yeah.
Line dancing at the Golden Horseshoe. Lots of photo opportunities like the Main Street Electrical Parade, Mad Tea Party, Club Buzz from, I remember that too. There's a Long Lost Friends from Disney Afternoon, Mother and Father from Carousel of Progress, characters that don't walk around anymore like Flick and Atta from, like, because their land doesn't exist anymore. They got kicked out of their home. And then their home was bulldozed.
Ant-Man shrunk them down.
Yeah, we saw it.
To proper size, though. Like, they are ants.
That's true. The Fantasmic Monkeys are going to be around. And Merlin.
That's scary. Okay.
And then, of course, different foods and things like that. Really focusing on that nostalgia. Then there's Disney Channel Night. And this is pretty cool. They say that they're going to be looking at, like, this was very popular, and I think they're going to be looking more at, like, 90s stuff, not just, like, early 2000s stuff for this. And the three dates for this are April 12th, 14th, and 16th. And that's it. Then we have Star Wars Nights. Four dates for this one. April 28th, April 30th, May the 4th, and May the 6th. Now, it's crazy to me that there aren't even going to be Star Wars Nights when the new Millennium Falcon thing comes out.
Yeah, they don't do that many of them. They try and keep it special, but I think this would be my favorite After Dark.
Me too.
Even more so than Oogie Boogie, which
is really cool.
Is the most popular, yes. And has the most dates.
Yes. Well, I'm going to get, there's a whole section for Oogie Boogie dates coming up.
But they have a lot of cool characters out on those Star Wars nights. And
yeah, no, it would be very cool. A woman I work with and her kids went to one and just were, like, it's just really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have the Return of Pride Night. This would, I think I agree with you. I'd have Star Wars. This would probably be my next choice.
It'd be fun.
Just because it would be, like, really fun.
Mm-hmm.
The two dates for this are June 16th and June 18th. And then we have, that was in the original one, and then we have since had the Oogie Boogie dates released. I already had that one.
Many.
I'm not going to go through all these, but it's most Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Sundays. It starts August 18th.
Yeah, and the Halloween thing doesn't kick off till like the 22nd or something like that.
Yeah, and then it goes up until October 31st. So there are fewer dates in August this year than there were, like, in 2026 than there were in 2020.
I don't think so.
No, there is. They counted.
Oh.
It's like one fewer.
It's just how it lands.
Probably,
but
yeah.
It starts earlier.
It starts about the same. It started 2 days before it officially started before, and that's what it does this time, too.
Mm.
But anyway, there's one fewer date in August. There's two more dates in September compared to 2025.
Just the way the days fall.
Yeah, and one more in October. But what that basically means is that there's two more dates overall.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Anyway, this year the price for Oogie Boogie was between $139 and $199, and this is by far their most popular.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Most dates sell out. Even the, like,
this year was the first year they didn't all sell out.
They have so many, and like as you get closer to Halloween, those ones will be more popular because it does feel a little bit weird to have a Halloween celebration in August.
Only a little bit. You're not wrong. Yes, usually the first one sells out, even though it's the middle of August, and all of October, and then, you know, end of September, and, like, previous years they've all sold out, but they keep, of course, adding more and more, so. I'm surprised they added as many this year, because I know they were kind of surprised they didn't sell out in 2025, so.
But it doesn't sound like they raised the price that much.
Yeah, they say hasn't been confirmed, that's just, like.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they're
approximately
not on sale.
Yeah.
We might go to one
because
it's around BlizzCon, which we talked about. Mm-hmm. So we'll see.
You have to figure out some dates and stuff like that. But yeah, that's the big Disney news. Other than that, we have Zootopia 2, which is in theaters right now and is getting pretty good reviews.
It's supposed to be pretty good, and it is
making lots of money.
Overseas especially is making a boatload of cash.
Mm.
The opening, it came out on American Thanksgiving weekend, so it had a kind of a 5-day opening weekend. But if you looked at the worldwide box office after those 5 days, it was already over $500 million.
Oh my God. That's crazy.
And like,
and climbing.
And like 3/4 of that was from overseas.
Wow.
Box office. It was like very popular in Asia and stuff like that. So
that doesn't surprise me, actually. I could see the.
Well, that's why they have the big.
That's
Zootopia
why they have the Zootopia land
in Shanghai,
yeah,
and stuff. So, very very popular. Nice. Overseas, making a lot of money.
So, is this going to outperform Inside Out 2, or is it outperforming Inside Out 2?
It's only been out a couple weeks now.
So I guess we'll see.
We'll see. It might. It might.
Because I know that just destroyed every
record. It's almost guaranteed to make, like, it's probably going to make $1 billion within the next 2 weeks.
Right.
And then, I don't know what Inside Out 2 finished at, but yeah, it could very well.
Because I know that just destroyed all the animated records, right? Also, we're starting to see trailers for Avatar Fire and Ash. Or, as we were saying, trailers for the...
The post-credit scene of the Doomsday trailer. I don't know. I am not an Avatar person, but it is coming out, apparently.
Yes, it is.
It will be one of the movies of all time.
But it has the Doomsday trailer, so... I'm looking up how much money.
As of Friday... Zootopia is up to $670 million worldwide.
Inside Out 2 worldwide box office ended at $1.699 billion.
Yeah, so it has a shot. It needs to make basically another billion.
Depends on the momentum it keeps up.
I don't know. Yeah, that is tough. It is tough. But it is released over the holiday season, so that actually tends to lead it to have longer legs.
Right.
It could be.
Sure. And then this isn't Disney news, but I did want to mention that Stranger Things season 5, the first 4 episodes are out.
Well, yes. And that can segue us into some other, non-Disney news.
That's
as
what
well.
I figured we'd head next.
But,
yeah.
Stranger Things, did the first 4 episodes did come out of the final season, and I like it quite a bit so far.
Too.
I don't know.
I do too.
There was some hesitation because it'd been such a long break, and I don't know.
Yeah.
Some people didn't love the fourth season
Some people just like to dislike things.
Yeah, though. Of course. But I don't know. So far, so good.
Yeah, I like it. I'm cautiously optimistic. The next batch of episodes is coming out Christmas Eve. We will not be watching it Christmas Eve or Christmas Day.
It's Christmas Day.
Christmas Day. We won't be watching it Christmas
it's like,
Day.
It's like 8 a.m. Christmas Day. Like, the idea is you get up, open your presents, and then
sit and
go
watch.
Go watch Vecna actually torture some kids, I guess.
Yay Christmas, I guess.
I would totally do it if we weren't.
If we were just hanging out or whatever.
If we were just doing our own thing. I think it would be
kind of fun.
Just fine.
Yeah.
But it's going to be unfortunate because we're not going to.
We'll watch it in a couple days after that.
Somehow.
We'll watch it.
We'll figure it out.
And then the last final episode is New Year's Eve. That's the Eve.
That comes out on New Year's Eve, and that is going to be basically a movie to cap it all off, because they are releasing it limited in theaters.
Yep.
And we have our tickets.
We're
going to watch it on New Year's Day.
Which I think is going to be super fun, actually.
Because we're going to a New Year's Eve party.
Yes.
But...
And then we're going to bring cozy clothes along, and we're going to put them on, and we're going to go to the movie theater and sit through with a big thing of popcorn.
I'm going to wear my Hellfire Club shirt.
Hell yeah. And we're going to get a big thing of popcorn, and we're going to sit there and watch.
Yeah.
And that's going to be how we, like, our first day of 2026.
Yeah.
Which sounds pretty cool.
It does. I hope
they stick the landing.
Stick the landing, yeah. Exactly.
They're doing, I don't know, there's a lot of, I really like the first four episodes. I'm cautiously optimistic, heavy on the cautious.
But yeah, so Netflix has been very successful recently, mm-hmm. Stranger Things and various other original programming, Squid Games. Stranger Things is breaking all these records for English language streaming.
Right.
Because Squid Games was massive.
Crazy big, yeah.
They can't compare to Squid Games. But
and then we have some cool Netflix movies like K-pop Demon Hunters.
Which, that's also going crazy. So basically what I'm saying is they've been successful and they've made a lot of money.
Yep.
So much so that they've gone from asking Blockbuster to buy them for $50 million to turning around and buying Warner Brothers, HBO, Discovery for $76 billion.
Jeez.
With a B.
With a B, yes. I was like, that's a completely different letter of the alphabet.
And you know what they say about the difference between a million and a billion?
What's that?
It's about a billion. It's mind-blowing, these multi-billion-dollar mergers.
Like, you cannot wrap your brain around that kind of money.
No, it's...
You can't wrap your brain around that number,
It's
really.
Crazy, but, yeah, so this is going to take a while, much like your Disney-Fox merger took quite a long time.
Yep.
Things like that. It has to go through all the regulatory approvals and whatnot.
Good.
But eventually, you're probably going to have, like... Your Netflix and HBO streaming is probably going to be one thing.
I think.
And cost $50 a month.
Right. I mean, yeah.
It probably will. There's some hesitation because, like, you're, generally speaking, monopolies aren't good for mm-hmm. consumers, and this is going to be fairly strong.
Yep.
Source in the movie industry.
Yep.
And Netflix is historically very anti-theater, and theaters are already struggling.
Yeah.
And a lot of the big directors and filmmakers really like the theater because it's that's how their art should be seen.
Of course.
Movies do look better in theaters.
They do.
We have massive TVs and really good sound systems at home now, so the difference is less.
It still makes a difference, though.
It's still not quite the same. So, I don't know. I'm okay with them merging the streaming services as long as they don't go too hog wild on the price. There's too many streaming services. There still is.
And
it drives me bananas.
As long as it's not crazy.
But I do want... the theater going experience to continue to be a thing. So I don't know. We'll see how that goes.
I don't know how to come back in, like, how do you get people in theater again?
Well, Currently, the answer is popcorn buckets, I guess. Yeah, I don't know.
Sold.
People go to the theater for big event stuff now. That's it.
They do, but the thing is, there's also fewer big event stuff now.
There is.
Like, we were talking about Marvel, like, recently, and it used to be a Marvel movie came out that was a big event thing.
Yep.
And now...
It's few and far between because your experience at home is so good.
Yeah. And we got used to it at COVID.
People are willing to wait for it. And yeah, they might have shot themselves in the foot trying to scrape by in COVID by releasing some stuff that was planned for a theatrical release.
And I mean, and we're not waiting very long before it goes on streaming now.
It's the usual wait time now from a day one release in theaters to when it debuts on standard streaming, not even digital. Well, I don't know if it's digital home, but it's 45 days is the number that's in my head. So I don't know if that's the when you have to pay like $20 to own it or whatever.
And 45 days is like, yeah, it's not
goes by a blink of an eye these days when we're old.
No, it's true. And well, do you remember way back in the day when you used to like rent movies? It would come out on, like, physical copy, like, months after it was in theaters. Like, if you didn't see it in theaters, and you had to wait rent a movie, you'd be, like, 6 months, 8 months, a year.
It'd be, like, a year. I distinctly remember back in the old heyday of Disney movies, and a Disney movie would come out in theaters, and you would be absolutely just... waiting on the edge of your seat for a year.
Yeah.
For you get that your jewel case, big white jewel case of that movie, and you like because you want to. You're a kid. You want to watch it again and again or whatever.
Of course. Three copies of Beauty and the Beast.
I remember having to tide myself over with cassette tapes of the soundtrack.
Yeah, would do that absolutely. And the little Golden Book story copies. So it was a big deal. If you wanted to see it, you had to go to theaters. Or wait a very long time. Now it's like, oh, we missed it opening weekend. Well, you know, we'll only wait a few more weeks and then we can watch it at home.
Or you go back even further. That was the 90s.
That's true.
Go back even further. There was no such thing as a home viewing experience. Maybe you could catch it on TV with commercials if you were lucky.
With half of it cut out because of the commercials.
Sometimes, yeah. That's why things like Star Wars were in the theaters. They had traveling roadshows of it for several years after it was originally released.
Yeah.
And that's how it was.
Which
is a great segue because...
that was perfect.
The best news of all time came out this week.
Yeah.
They are officially releasing for the 50th anniversary in 2027. 50.
Well, it's 2025 is ending, and next year's 2026. Uh-huh. That makes the next year 2027, and what, 77?
Yeah, I know.
It's like, that's
I can do basic math. It's not fair, though.
Oh, okay. We're just angry about the math.
A little bit angry. For the 50th anniversary of Star Wars, later renamed to A New Hope.
To A New Hope, yeah.
They are releasing the original theatrical version that's going to be fully remastered from the original print. No special edition.
Nope.
You're not going to have Han stepping on Jabba's tail, and he's going to shoot Greedo first.
Han shot first.
So that's pretty cool. And from what I understand is they are remastering the whole trilogy at the same time.
Yes, which means...
So I don't know if they're going to wait for the 50th anniversary of all three.
Right.
Or if they're going to start releasing them before that in a physical copy or... Like, I don't know how that's going to go, but...
No.
We are going to have finally access to a pristine original cut...
Of the original
trilogy, and that is just really good.
And when you're talking about events to go see in theaters, that'll do it.
I hope so. I hope they haven't tarnished the Star Wars brand too much that people are still excited about this. I think they will be.
I think they will be.
I do distinctly remember when the special editions came out in
97. Yeah.
Going to those, and that was an event.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, big time event. And he had, like, big gruff grown men basically in tears when that logo came on the screen. So I don't know.
Yeah, I would get it. I understand. Like, that absolutely. We're gonna go and we're gonna dress up and we're gonna be like, We're going to make it so we can figure out how to get there. You need to see this.
Oh, yeah.
I want to see this, but...
Well, last year we went to a full day trilogy.
Absolutely.
In the theater of the original trilogy special editions.
Yes.
And that was fun.
That was fun.
But yeah, I would like to go see it in theaters.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Like, I think without question, this is not even going to question.
Yeah.
But we're going to find out the dates and we're going to, like...
I'm just happy that a good copy of that cut will exist. Because, like, you can find bootleg copies and they did release a DVD 20 years ago.
Yep.
That is very hard to find now. And that was, like, the only decent copy you could find. And even that was, like, not great. Yeah. So, it'll be good.
That's the one that we have over there.
No, that's also special edition.
Oh.
I don't have it.
I think I have the VHSs.
You might have the VHSs. Yeah.
It's on VHS, that's right.
Which is even a worse copy.
Yeah. But there's no weird CGI in it. Also, I don't know how we would play them.
Well, that's the problem. Yes, exactly.
Yes, that's very exciting news.
So, 2027 is going to be a massive year for Star Wars because they're doing that. It's the 50th anniversary. And they're also going to be releasing that Starfighter movie in May. This is all happening in May.
Right. Oof.
So, like, for the actual anniversary, you'll have a limited release of Star Wars. Limited time, not... I think it'll be pretty wide.
Right.
Much like... Let's say the Kill Bill re-release.
Oh, I would like to see that.
That's pretty wide.
Yeah.
But just limited time.
Right.
And then Starfighter's coming out at the end of May in 2027.
Wow. Yeah. It's called May 2027 Star Wars, I guess. And Mandalorian and Grogu's coming out this year. So they're really... I hope it's good. I hope it keeps loving Star Wars.
Get some energy back in the old...
That's what I mean. Get the momentum going so when the 50th comes, it's like...
Well, Andor did... A lot of good.
Oh, that's true.
To rebuild.
It was so good.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And yeah, I'm really excited about it.
Me too.
I was going to say, probably not as excited as you are, but I'm excited about it. Do you have any other news? Because that's a big one.
That is a big one. Yeah, I don't know. There's probably a ton of stuff that we haven't talked about. There is a Comic-Con going on. I can't remember where the heck it is, but it's pretty big. It's a Latin country.
Yes.
But it's a pretty big one. Like, it's, like, massive, and there's, like, news coming out of it. That's why they just released, like, say, The Boys trailer for that final season of that. So we'll probably have more news
as the next rest week. Of the information comes out.
Yeah.
Oh, CCXP 2025, which is in São Paulo.
Yeah, okay.
In Brazil.
So it's in Brazil. There you go.
Yes. But yes, as the news comes from there, we will have more. And there was tons of other news, but I was just like, we've got some dates for 2026, and then I want to talk about the Netflix.
Yeah, of course. That is very cool. Accountingly speaking, I feel really bad for their accountants right now, because that sounds like an absolute nightmare. Having lived through a multi-billion dollar merger and acquisition... Mm-hmm. Well, still living through it, currently living through it.
Yeah.
That's a lot more billions.
Yeah.
And I, from what the little, very little I understand, movie accounting is a little on the creative side, much like the art of making movies.
Really?
Well, you have so many tax credits and incentives and you try and roll your marketing budget in such a way that you're showing that you're not making money so you don't have to pay taxes.
Wow, that is creative.
Yeah.
It's very like walking a line, I feel.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
It's very, very interesting. You hear even just the industry news stories, right?
Right.
Like, oh, well, this movie made so much money, but if you factor in this, and this, it actually didn't make any money at all. It just barely broke even or whatever, right? So, like, yeah.
That's wild.
I feel like that industry would have some interesting accounting, and then you layer on a corporate weird corporate structure, because Warner Brothers' corporate structure is a disaster. There's a lot going on there, from Turner Cable to Discovery.
Right.
To your Warner Brothers DC Studios to HBO. Like, just all sorts of tentacles. Because they just recently had gone through a merger with the Turner
With Cable. Turner. Yes, I remember
so, this. So, mm-hmm. I don't know. Those poor accountants.
How is some of that stuff legal, though? Or that's the creative part. It's the walking the line.
It's legal if the government says it's legal. And
well, I mean,
I'll leave it at that.
Fair enough. But yeah, so lots of big news. I'm excited to hear what comes out of the current Comic-Con. Like you said, we watched The Boys trailer. I'm hoping we get some more trailers and things like that.
Yeah.
Fire and Ash trailer just came out, like, started playing too. That probably was from
probably had well. Something to do with it. And like more on the Disney Plus slate.
Yeah, they're anticipating Wonder Man stuff.
Wonder Man stuff. I am very excited
Me
for
too.
Wonder
and
Man.
And that's they're, shockingly soon, because I was like, oh yeah, that comes out
they've
in January.
Had some more viral marketing of that. Yes. Like a fake masterclass ad by Trevor Slattery.
I forgot about that.
And
that's
stuff,
so
stuff
good.
Stuff like that. Like, I don't know. I'm hopeful for that show. Hopefully it's
Me
good.
Me too.
And then if you're really excited by all this hot accountant talk, I was threatening to look at Disney's annual financial report
yes.
in January. I assume they release in January. I don't know. Whenever they release it. So
yeah, no. We're going to do a whole episode on that.
Stay tuned for that.
Literally, because I do find that fascinating. I mean, you might have to explain most of everything. But yeah, we're going to do a whole episode on that.
Hot accountant talk.
Hot accountant talk. That's going to be the title in January, too.
Yes, it will.
But we will have some festive episodes coming up before that as well.
Oh, yes. We will get back to festive season at least next week, because then I think we're gone for the holidays. So.
We'll figure out that. Yeah, we'll figure out what's what. But, yeah, we've got some festive. We'll do a festive episode next week. All right. So that is our show. Thank you, El Mule, who's responsible for the custom theme song you heard at the top of the show. Also, he has a new album out, so you should check that out. You can find a link to his work at our website, disneya.wixsite.com/podcast. That's also where you can find a link to our social media accounts and our email. You can find Disney A episodes on all of your favorite podcast streaming platforms. And if you rated or reviewed our podcast, thank you. And if you haven't yet, please do. It is the festive holiday thing to do. Tiny Tim wants you to.
Or he'll die.
Probably.
That's what the spirits told
that
me.
That is
anyway.
True. Yeah, that yeah. is true. They can do anything. So like I said, next episode, we're going to do something festive. I've got a couple ideas. We'll see which one is the one that pans out. So I'm Krista.
I'm Brandon.
Until the next adventure, TTFN, ta-ta for now. Thanks for listening to Disney A.
I shudder to think what the Smellitzers will be when you fly over New Jersey.